We've enjoyed that service thus far this morning. Just ask you to pray for us just a little bit. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. When the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I believe that's all we'll read this morning in that of the scripture. You pray for us for just a minute. We might be able to get ourselves out of the way. I appreciate being here, as we've already said, and appreciate you being here today also. The Bible says here, and you'll find, you go back into the 3rd chapter, and you'll find that John was over there baptizing, and Jesus come up on the scene, and the things that were said about him, and it says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And after all this had took place, the Bible says, as I read to you, that the Spirit led the Lord into the wilderness, and there he was tempted of the tempter. He was tempted of the tempter. I believe it says here, 40 days he had fasted. He has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was a hungered. So we find that the devil had tempted the Lord here in the fourth chapter of the book of St. Matthew. You'll find it also in the fourth chapter of the book of St. Luke, and it's also in the book of Mark, I believe the first chapter, and then a little bit reading similar in all three of them. But I want to talk to us just a little bit this morning, brethren, about this scripture and about that and the reason that the devil came and tempted that of Jesus. The Bible says and teaches us, if you'll have it and you understand what that of the devil was doing at this time, he said, you just bow down and worship me. And I'll give you all the glory and all these kingdoms, brethren, that you see. And he said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only, him only. Brethren, we're not here to worship the devil. We're not here, my friend, to give the devil any credit. I think a lot of times it's about like preaching on good. Brethren, you can't preach a whole lot about good without speaking a little bit about the evil. So I want you to think for just a minute, and I'll be honest with you. Brother Landon preached a wonderful message yesterday morning, and I just thought about the shepherd of the sheep. But he preached about the sheep, brethren, and he did talk a little bit about the shepherd, but he preached about the sheep. But that ain't what the whole time he said, two or three times he said, I'm not going to preach about the devil, and I'm not going to give that of the devil any credit. Well, I want to talk to us this morning just a little bit, my friend, about the devil. You might say, preacher, I don't know what I'd take that subject. My friend, that's exactly what happened in this chapter. The devil came and he tempted Christ because the devil, my friend, didn't think that Christ had any more power than he did. No, he didn't. He didn't think, my friend, that there's anything that Jesus, my friend, could do about him and his state. Now, the Bible teaches us, and why? Why did the devil come and say, show him all these kingdoms? And why did he say, brethren, you bow down to me and I'll give you all of this? Why did he say that? My friend, the devil had control for years and years. Brethren, upon the earth, he had control. He most certainly did. Now, you might think today, why, preacher, he still got control. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. There's some things, my friend, that we need to understand. Brethren, even that about the devil himself. Did you know it was the worst day of his life was when Jesus, brethren, came on the scene? That's the worst thing that could have happened for the devil. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I'm not going to amen this. I don't know enough about it. I just know he gives me a rough time. Well, you study the Word. You study what was going on here. Brethren, Satan was going to lose all his power. Brethren, and he knowed it when Jesus appeared on the scene. He knowed it without a doubt. I can preach to you today, brethren, that Jesus is stronger than the devil. He can overcome the devil. Brethren, and the devil has lost his power today. Yes, he has. Scripture teaches us, my friend, that he had the keys of death and hell. He had the keys. Brethren, death hovered over them. Even in brethren under the law. And brethren, they stood in jeopardy all their lifetime. But brethren, there's coming a day, brethren, that death would be vanquished. Yes, it would. That death would be taken away. You might think today, why, preacher, I just wonder. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what you know about the devil this morning. You say, preacher, I just have such a hard time with that of the devil. Well, I've got news for you. My friend, there's somebody that's greater than him. And if you allow him, he'll put the devil to flight today. Yes, he will. He'll run him out of your life. Preacher, I'd like that. Well, you got to get to a place. You got to get to the point. Brethren, the devil cannot harm you. The devil cannot touch you. Brethren, if you're a child of the King today, he can't do it. You say, preacher, the devil's out there and he's got our children and he's got this and he's got everything in the world in an uproar. I want you to know, my friend, that the devil himself, brethren, is bound today. Yes, he is. To a child of God. There's things, brethren, I know I'm already in trouble. I might as well just go ahead and get more in trouble. It's hard sometimes for us to understand. I know it is. It's hard for us to understand. My friend, we think that the devil can just bring anything against us when he wants to. Brethren, if that was the truth, he'd do away with all of God's people. Wouldn't he? Yes, he would. He wouldn't trouble you. He'd kill you. If he had that kind of power, he'd destroy you. Yes, he would. You say, preacher, what about how the world's going today? My friend, the world is the world. My friend, if they going and they doing after the world. Yes, they are. They're doing the works of the flesh today. And they're following after their own do's and own don'ts. Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It also says that all of man's ways are clean in his own eyes. Brethren, in his own eyes. Brethren, he thinks that everything he does is all right today. But brethren, there's things of the flesh that will destroy you. There's things of the flesh, my friend, that will bind you. There's things of the flesh, my friend, that will strip you of your own power today. Yes, it will. These things, my friend, why? Why? All of a sudden does the devil come on the scene? Why? All of a sudden, my friend, early on in the Gospels that they wrote, my friend, when Jesus, after Jesus, brethren, had showed up down at Jordan where John was baptizing. And brethren, after the dove had come down and set upon him, and John said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." Why was it that the devil come on the scene? My friend, the reason he come on the scene was because his power was in jeopardy. His standing, brethren, that of which he had authority over, he was fixing to lose it, my friend. Yes, he was. If he could get Jesus, my friend, just to listen to him just one time, brethren, the first thing he come to him with was being hungry. When he is hungry, Bible said, and Jesus hungered. And what did the devil say? He said, "If thou be the Son of God," he said, "make these stones become bread." Huh? He got him at his weakness, my friend. Did he not? Brethren, you might think today, "Well, preacher, I've got a lot of weaknesses and the devil's going to destroy me." Brethren, get a hold of God. Brethren, God will help you this morning. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I hope and pray, brethren, before I sit down today that I can get over in, brethren, to some of this that I'd like to get to. Lord being my helper. My friend, there's things that we charge the devil with that ain't nothing but fleshly things that we give in to, that we surrender to. Brethren, the Bible says and the Scripture teaches us, you may think, "Well, preacher, Christ didn't overcome him just on this mountain. Christ didn't just overcome the devil, my friend, in this three instances. My friend, this was just the beginning. Bible teaches us when Jesus come on the scene, even the evil spirits cried out against him. You'll find times when he come, my friend, and they was that of the demons, that of evil spirits, and they cried out, and they cried, and they said, "Why? Why hast thou come, my friend, before our time?" Before our time. They know, brother. They know without a doubt that their day was coming, that they'd lose all their power today. Brethren, they couldn't have no power except it be given by the Lord. They couldn't. Couldn't have no power. The Scripture says here, my friend, you might think, "Well, preacher, the devil is very rampant in people's lives today." Well, the truth of it is, my friend, they may act like the devil, but the fact of it is, my friend, the strongest and the best that the devil ever was, my friend, could not overcome Jesus. Could not. all the power that he had, all the glory that he had, everything that he had. He said, just bow down, I'll give it to you. Brethren, Christ overcame by the word of God. Truth of it is, you'll do the same. You'll do the same. If you really overcome, you'll overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, you will. Even by the word of your testimony. You know these things. Now, I've probably mentioned this before, but there's a little poem at a church that I preached at way years ago. And in between Sunday school and church meeting, I was back in the back room, and they had a bulletin board, and they had a little old poem sitting there, and I read it. I've got it somewhere. I wrote it down. It meant so much to me. Come to find out there's a little 12-year-old girl, 10 or 12-year-old girl that wrote it. And brethren, I can't remember all of it, but this part of it just stuck with me more than ever. It says, Satan trembles. Now listen, little 10, 12-year-old girl wrote this. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint on their knees. Think about it. Satan trembles, my friend, when the least of God's people, brethren, are on their knees this morning. Woo! It ought to make you shout. Glory! Glory! Glory to God! Woo! Brethren, God's got power! Power! Thank God! Unreaching power this morning. Yes, he has. And brethren, we've got access to it. We've got access to it. Next time the devil gets on you, if there is such a thing, you just tell him, get behind me, Satan. Huh? Get behind me. You say, preacher, oh, they something got a hold of my children. They something got a hold of my parents. They something got a hold of my grandparents. Brethren, it ain't just young folks the devil deals with. It ain't just young folks, my friend, that's out there doing the things of the world. Brethren, it's all manners of ages. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They some folks that ain't never recognized the Lord. You know that? In their life. Ain't never recognized the Lord. They used to say, I had a saying, and it just went rampant for a while. One of them fads. Well, the devil made me do it. Huh? But they used it as a cop-out. Yes, they did. But that's not the truth. That's not the truth. Brethren, the devil, folks, has lost his power and authority today. Yes, he has. Preacher, you can't prove that. Yes, I can. By the word of God, I can. By the word of God, did you know that Christ, when he chose the 12 disciples, that he told them one day, he said, have I not chosen you 12? He said, and one of you is a devil. One of you is a devil. It's
what he told them. Did he not? Did he not? Glory to God, think about it. And brethren, it still never overcome Jesus. Think about it. Bible says, that supper being ended, it said, Satan now entered in to Judas. That's what it said. Brethren, and he said, he that sup with me, brethren, is he that denieth me. Yes, sir. And the Bible says when he dipped and supped that old Judas done the same. Yes, sir. And he told Judas, he said, that thou doest, doest quickly. Brother, the devil have his part in this ministry today. Yes, he did. You say, preacher, you done said he lost his power. He's, brethren, throughout this whole scripture, my friend, they was not an evil spirit anywhere that liked the presence of Jesus. The Bible says over when they got off at the coast of the Gadarenes, over there, the Bible said when they come off the coast of the Gadarenes that Jesus went out in the tomb. And brethren, there was a man, yes, sir, that the people of the city, brethren, couldn't handle. Couldn't do nothing with him. They've done all they could do with him. Brethren, they had his dwelling among the tombs. The Bible says that when he asked him his name, they said, listen, they said, our name is Legion because we are many. Brethren, he was possessed with many devils. Can I say it like that? Exactly. And they knowed who Jesus was. And Jesus, brethren, when he began to cast them out, they said, cast us not out into the air, but cast us out. Said, there's a herd of swine over here. Just cast us out in them. That's what they said. You say, preacher, why is all that? Devils, my friend, live in houses. Do you know that? They lived in places, my friend, just like the Holy Spirit lived, my friend. Listen to me. This one wasn't the only one. But these wanted to be cast out into the swine. Something, my friend, to dwell in. Bible says that he cast them out and he, well, they said that and he said, go. And they went into the swine. The Bible says that they was about 2,000 of them. And they ran violently down a steep place and they drowned in the water. Did they not? Destruction. 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 Did you know, and I'll say this, might not ought to, but I'll say this. Brethren, if you think it's the devil, my friend, giving you a hard time, you need to remember this one thing. The devil ain't nothing but to destroy. He ain't never had life that he could give anybody. He's a destructive force. If you believe, brethren, it's the devil giving you a hard time. If you believe that it's the devil riding you, you remember that. Brethren, the Bible said he's a liar and the father of it. He is, it said, my friend, that he has come but to kill, steal, and destroy. Is that not right? Kill, steal, and destroy. You'll go and find, it's in one of the Gospels, I could find it, it'd take me just a minute. Brethren, the Bible said that Jesus came into this world, my friend, and he come for three reasons. He come for sin, he come for righteousness, and he come for judgment. You can read it. You can read it. But this is what he said about judgment. He said, judgment, of judgment he came, because the prince of this world is judged. Judged, my friend. Thank God, felt guilty today. You know who the prince of the world was? Satan. He come to do away with him. He come to overcome him. Yes, he did. You might not understand. You can go throughout this whole Old Testament. You can go throughout it, and there's very few instances that it even talks about the devil or says anything about Satan. It does in the days of Job. It does. Satan presented himself right along with the sons of God. He had that power. Yes, sir. Brethren, he presented himself, and God asked him, have you considered my servant Job? Brethren, he had to ask permission before he could even touch him. That's in the Old Testament. You listen. And brethren, that beguiled Eve wasn't a snake. Brethren, it was Satan. Yes, sir. And then that one day Joshua stood before the Lord and Satan was with him. Bible says Joshua the high priest. Yes, sir. He was there because he didn't want Joshua, my friend, to have any change of garments. You hear me? Brethren, he is there in hoping, my friend, that he could do something about Joshua having a change of raiment, my friend. Yes, he did. Because Joshua stood before the Lord and Satan stood with him. Read it. But brethren, there's very few places in the Old Testament it talks about Satan. But brethren, the New Testament is full of it. Why, preacher? Because his power, his kingdom, brethren, was in jeopardy of being destroyed, my friend. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Brethren, Jesus Christ came in. You say, preacher, he come in here to seek and to save that which was lost. Yes, he did. Yes, he did, but he still had to do one thing. Brethren, before salvation could come. Preacher, what did he have to do? He had to die. Yes, sir, he had to die. And he did. Died on the cross. They buried him in Joseph's tomb. Listen, but he didn't stay there. He didn't stay there. Brethren, he didn't come just to die. Thank God he come to resurrect. Yes, sir. Victorious over death and hell. Do you know that? Victorious. Got the keys right from the man that had the keys, my friend. They made that tomb just as safe as they could. locked it up, rolled a stone over the mouth of it. Bible said, and they set centurions there, my friend, lest somebody come and capture him away. They didn't have to capture him away. They didn't have to. Why, preacher? Because he is coming out of her. 3 days. 3 days. And he is going to rise. You say, preacher, why didn't they hold him in there? It couldn't hold him. It didn't have the power to hold him. We used to put on a program here. Brethren, and they'd get Jesus, my friend, they'd put him in the tomb, and then they'd come by and asked him the first day, "Oh, Satan, have you still got him?" "Yes. Yes, it is but the first day, and we got him." Yeah. Thank God the second day come around. And they come around, "Oh, Satan, you still got him?" "Yeah, it is the second day. We still got him." Glory to God. Think about it. Brethren, that third day rolled around. Brethren, and the voice came, Satan, do you still have him?" He said, "Oh, it's but the third day, and he is gone." Amen. Brother, the grave couldn't hold him this morning. Amen. Satan couldn't either. He is gone. Yes, sir. Listen, that's what Satan didn't want to happen. He wanted him to be there. The third day. He wanted him. Why, preacher? Then he'd still have his power. Amen. But brethren, Jesus, my friend, took that power from him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And all them, brethren, that died back under the law, them that's looking for the coming of the Messiah, brethren, for the day of salvation. Brethren, after his resurrection, the Bible said that they came forth from the grave. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That held them, my friend. Think about it. Brethren, victorious. Thank God, did Jesus strip the devil, brethren, from all his power this morning. He did. He stripped him. He stripped him of his kingdom. Yes, sir. He stripped him of his kingdom. You say, preacher, then what's that always gives me problems? You're going to shoot me when I tell you. But I'm going to be honest with you. You know who's my greatest enemy? My greatest. It's not a one of you. It's not a one out here in this world. But brethren, this man, he's my greatest enemy. Yes, he is. And brethren, there's a lot of things that even comes through me, this old fleshly man, my friend, that I have to fight and battle. Preacher, you say it ain't nothing but the devil. It ain't no such thing. It's just the flesh. Oh, preacher, he ain't got no power. You let him loose. You let him loose, you see what he'll do. You know what he'll do? He'll destroy you. Yes, he will. He'll destroy you this morning. I don't know, brethren, all together, what you think. I don't. I know I'm not going to change. You know, I've preached messages, and I've preached in places, and I'd preach on a topic or a subject or something, and I'll guarantee you, people coming out the door, Brethren, and every one of them just contradicting everything that I preached and told me I preached a good message. You know what that tells me? You say, preacher, that'll just get under your skin. Well, if I let it, it could. But you know what that tells me? That tells me that people gonna believe exactly what they want to believe. Do you know that? I wasn't born yesterday. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not here to change you. I'm not here to convince you. Brethren, that what you believe is wrong. That's not my purpose of preaching. But if I'm going to preach, I'm going to try my best to preach what that word teaches. Now, I don't know about you, but brethren, when me and Jesus gets hold of the devil, do you know what? He leaves. Yeah. Huh? He ain't in the congregation no more. No, sir. He ain't. These folks, brethren, that has a hard time believing what the Word of God teaches. They really are. What it really teaches. But listen, it don't stop me from preaching what thus saith the Word of God. The devil, you say, preacher, you talk like he ain't got no power at all. Well, over a child of God, he don't. Oh. I told you I was in trouble. I know I was in trouble. Do you think, brethren and sister, do you think that you can get rid of the devil in your life? Well, preacher, I've tried. He just keeps coming back. You know why you believe that? You've been told that. Over and over and over again. The one person you'll never get rid of as long as you live, brethren, will be you. You. You as an individual. You'll never get rid of that. Not as long as you live in this world. And yes, there'll be troubles, there'll be trials, there'll be conflicts. Temptation, my friend, is not sin to be tempted. It's not. And the Lord does not tempt man of evil. He won't tempt man with evil. Brethren, now I'll say this, you can use it tempted or tried. Brethren, he will try you. The Lord will. Yes, he will. But not with evil. Not with evil. Well, preacher, I done this and I done that. I've heard people about say it all, just to be honest with you. It's unreal what people blame on the devil. Huh? When it ain't nothing but your flesh. Your lust. Your lust. Bible says that a man is tempted when he's drawn away of lust. And when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. They've got to be a conception there. Yes, they have. Then it brings forth sin. Brethren, and sin will destroy you. No other way, form, or fashion about it. It's not your friend. It's not your pal. It's not your buddy. Brethren, get rid of it. Stay away from it. Thank God if you had to pray night and day. Brethren, pray until that sin goes away. If you don't, it'll eat you alive. I know what I'm talking about. I really do. There's folks today. Now, what did Jesus say? When John turned in the first chapter of the book of Revelation, when John turned to see that voice that talked with him, he turned to see and he saw what? He saw a man that had eyes like fire. Had a white robe. Had brass feet. Yes, sir. And a voice as many waters or as a trumpet. That's what he said. And that voice began to talk to him. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, and I have. He said, I am he that what was dead, and now I'm alive forevermore. That's what he said. Forevermore. He said, and I have the keys of death and hell. Brethren, the devil don't have it no more. Come get a verse of song. You may be here this morning and I may have confused you as worse can be. But just search it out. Search it out. And see if I'm not telling you the truth. Search it out and see, my friend, Jesus and the devil wouldn't on the same team. You hear me? They wouldn't on the same team. They're not running the same path. And that had to be overcame was death. Yes, sir. And the grave. You go to the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. Read it. Oh, death. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? He tells you. He tells you exactly, brethren, what happened. The sting of death is sin. That's what he said. And the strength of sin is the law. It's exactly what he said. Just study it out. Brethren, death hath no more dominion over us. That have been born again. We've got a good shepherd. We do. We have a good shepherd. I wish I could preach sheep and shepherd. But I got to preach the other way. The way it is sometimes. You think about it. You say, preacher, you give me too much to think about. Just read the word. Study it. Brethren, Christ and the devil was not going to share the throne. You hear me? They wasn't going to share. You go to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. You'll find out about a woman as clothed with the sun and the moon and stars. Yes, sir. And you'll find out that old dragon, Satan, the devil, made war. Huh? But he could not overcome. Huh? Then he went on and talked about the remnant of the woman. And it said, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Brethren, the devil can't overcome you. I'm here to tell you. Well, you mark it off your book. If you're a child of God, my friend, he cannot destroy you. Preacher, you're awful bold this morning. It's what the Word teaches. It's what the Word teaches. That's what Jesus Christ came. That's what He had to do. He had to destroy death. He tasted death for every man. Taking it out of the way. Yes, sir. Let us stand. Sing verse some song. 397 in the church.